We remain on the theme at 18 minutes past seven because BT is putting up its prices for the second time in 6 months. Adam Shaw's here.
That should affect everyone, not just middle earners. The company is writing to its 12 million customers to tell them that from the end of April, call charges will go up by 9%. Line rental will also increase by 30 pence per month. In October, you might remember, BT put up call charges by 10% and line rental by 50 pence. So this is something of a trend. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting and joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
We have inflation at around about 4%. So how do BT justify a 9% rise after a 10% rise in October?
Well, BT is in a shrinking market. Fixed mobile or fixed communications revenues are falling quite dramatically, and BT's share of that market is falling, and its cost base isn't falling that quickly, so it's got no choice but to put its prices up to remain profitable.
Right. I'm in the danger of sounding very old here, but when I speak to young people, by which I mean sort of in their 20s, I suppose, I was surprised to find a lot of them just don't use fixed lines at all. You ask for their telephone number, they only give you their mobile. Do you think we will soon see a time where basically people don't use fixed lines at all?
Well, if I look at the behaviour of my own children, then that's certainly the case. They very rarely use fixed lines, and people are tending to move towards mobile for voice fairly exclusively and fixed lines for, I mean, that's for broadband
communications. But then BT got out of that business, so they're left with the rump, which no one will use. That's, I mean, if that is true, that is disastrous for BT, isn't it?
Well, the decision to sell off Cellnet when it made it some years ago was probably one of the biggest mistakes in corporate history.
Right. And so the long-term future for, will we be talking about this next year, you think, or will BT have gone by then?
I think we could have regular conversations on this topic over the next few years, Adam.
Looking forward to it, Eddie. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.